Testing 1, 2, 3.
I hear you.
I'm not on mute. Hello. Hey. We started up good today. Thank you, Chris.
We were off the other call, so didn't run into conflicts.
So is that what happens?
Yeah, Zoom doesn't like you to have two bridges up at once.
What I've found with Zoom too is if you stack meetings back to back, you know, people will start coming in to your meeting. And I didn't realize until yesterday that you can put people on hold. And okay. I guess that blocks them out and, you know, they can't hear or see anything.
So as they join, you can, as I guess the moderator, you can put them on hold.
Yeah, I had, that's the first time that's happened to me. This week, somebody came in on another call, and because I had back-to-back Zoom, so I put them on hold.
Nice. That's actually a nice feature. Yeah. I know some have lobbies. You know, people have to go in the lobby and be admitted. That's that other, whatever one that is. There's so many of them.
In this case, I've done it by having separate bridges.
That tends to work better.
Yeah, the only issue is that you can't start up one while the other one's running. So that's what we ran into last week. It took 2 extra minutes while we ran over.
So you can't start the other. Well, because you can't have two Zoom right. sessions on the same computer. Unless you have a separate computer, I guess. Then you can do it.
But it's not even, it's the licensing terms more than anything
else. Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but that brings up a good point, Chris. Because I just always use my standard number. And if I would have set a back-to-back meeting just using a different number, that wouldn't have happened.
Right.
Yeah, I'll start doing that. Didn't think about that. I just became it became default for me to use the same number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm taking this time. I'm starting up Enterprise Architect 2. And did Alex join yet? No. He said he was going to join.
Yeah, he's at the Zero Touch Summit in Europe, so we'll see what kind of connectivity he has.
Yeah, he was on some calls yesterday. I think he was able to join audio at least pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
So Zero Touch Summit's part of Etsy, right?
I believe so. I believe this one is.
Yeah, that's right. It's definitely. It's the working group of Etsy.
Yeah.
New one has been created.
Yeah, there are a few forums coming up. And so I think this is the official and not one of the conferences.
Okay, just wait another minute or so. See if Alex joins. If not, we can just kind of run through where we are, and I'll go through the agenda in just a moment. Oops, I'm starting Enterprise Architect, and it's getting there. Bear with me for a minute. All right, let me pop the agenda on. So if someone could just tell me when Alex joins, I'm sure I'll hear him, but if he joins us, pop him on. All right, so the agenda for today is originally the first thing we want to talk about is the HPA modeling, what we're doing or what we've done in the model, because there's some questions people didn't necessarily see the HPA popping out. So we want to make sure that at least everyone on this call is familiar with it. Talk to you about some ideas we've been discussing over the last week or so about different facets of HPA, not just HPA, but also the VNF descriptor just some ideas with respect to the modeling, which probably is going to affect more SDC than this model itself, but just some discussion around how we might actually use the VNF descriptor. we also want to see if there's, and just kind of begin the discussion around the VDU versus VNFC descriptor and the relationship to deployment flavors. But what we we're thinking about doing, and we've talked about this briefly on some previous calls, is Etsy kind of combined the concept of VDU and the VNFC descriptors together in one object class. And we've discussed and actually are proposing the separation, and we've identified the separation in the current model. We haven't really gone thoroughly and modeled the VDU yet. I think what's kind of clear is that if we use a concept of VDU, and we'll talk more about this when we get to that item, if we use the concept of VDU, it allows us to really generically support a VNFC being deployed on either a VM directly or through a container. So the VDU kind of provides that step back of abstraction away from exactly how that VNF is going to be deployed. It allows it to be, you know, kind of that deployment can be described in a fairly general sense, but still related to either a VM or a container approach. So that's the power of doing it, because as we've had some discussions around before, the actual requirements, platform, the infrastructure requirements and descriptions of infrastructure requirements may be different if I'm deploying on a VM versus a container. And of course, the images may also be different. The software images may also be different. So by actually separating out the VDU, it allows us to say this VNFC, you know, can optionally be, you know, supported. You know, you might even, you know, identify both approaches. It might be supported by multiple types of VDUs. So that kind of allows us that level of abstraction and separation, just to kind of you know, what your appetite for the discussion. See how I've been trying to kill time to see if Alex is joining, but he's not here yet. So let's just go on. Hopefully you can see my Enterprise Architect screen.
Hey Andy, could we add an action agenda item? Or oh, maybe sure. it's in your action items, but the port to Papyrus and which Papyrus version we're going to use, etc.
Yeah. I don't see, Kevin and Nigel aren't on the call, but I can add it to an upcoming discussion.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I know Nigel's actually sent emails with the right version.
Did he send emails? Because I'd like to see it on the wiki so we just can go and know what environment, right, we should set up.
Right. Sounds good. And I know we're doing Oxygen, but there's an actual version number of Papyrus that I think you recommended.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about the schedule as well. I know Kevin's been working, and he's not on the call either, been working with some folks outside in various companies to have had success in importing. And they offered help, but I think he's waiting to get some feedback from them. Because when we tried the port originally, we tried the export from the Enterprise Architect, and when we imported the Papyrus, we lost all the text descriptions of all the classes. It's not a nightmare, you know. It's not a nightmare. We would like to, you know, we would like to have it run automatically, right? So you could just pop the stuff in and it shows up.
Right, but it's a one-time port, right? So, you know, we shouldn't hold back the port if we do have to intervene and do some manual work.
Right, but if we also have teams working on Enterprise Architect and that want to put new models into Papyrus, it'd be nice to have other things port over fairly easily. For the VNF descriptors, yes, it's a one-time port, but we have other models that we'd like to contribute.
Well, we need to decide and announce that we're going to have a cutover, right? That as of X date, all models must be in Papyrus. How many models are you referring to?
There's actually a ton of models that, if you think we have BARP to zone that right now, but there's a lot of different models. This is just the resource model, but we have service level models and such too. I think everything that Kevin put into the Word documents and split them out. I think, how many split outs did he end up having? from the modeling subcommittee. It's really a modeling subcommittee question too. But I think there are at least, you know, six or so different fragments.
But those are coming from eComp, right?
They're coming from eComp, yes.
Right. My question more is how many other companies are contributing models into ONAP that are currently in Enterprise Architect or any other non-Papyrus format?
I haven't seen many, so you're right.
So I think we could do a cutover if it's all controlled by, you know, what came in from eComp.
Yeah, we're just trying to see if we could do it in an automated way first. But I'm with you. I'm ready to say let's just do the manual thing.
Okay, thanks.
But I just want to give them a chance. I know they've been working on it, so I don't want to like jump over there yet until I know their status. Okay, so this is the model right now. So the HPA stuff is represented in these things called requirements, right? So we have these individual attributes called like compute requirements. And we had some discussion over the last few days. And kind of what we're thinking, our current thoughts are that perhaps we want to take, you know, this thing called compute requirements or this thing called VDU CPU requirements, et cetera, all the things that are HPA that kind of Alex identified in his HPA registry discussion. And actually separate these into two different types of attributes. One being, we'll just pick on compute requirements for example to start with. So instead of just having one compute requirements attribute that specifies both HPA and non-HPA compute requirements, we're actually thinking about separating this into two separate attributes, one being compute HPA requirements and the other being compute requirements. So that way, at least the HPA extensions are captured together in a single attribute, not intermixed with other things. So that's kind of the first item I wanted to discuss with the team today. So are there any thoughts on that? So we'd go through, so if we accepted that, we would go through just these attributes, compute requirements, the memory requirements, mainly compute requirements, CPU requirements, and just really separate those into two separate attributes.
You mentioned a registry, or Alex mentioned the registry.
Yes.
Is there a link to that on our wiki?
So I've had the document. I think Etsy's working on the registry. I don't know if they actually have a formal registry yet. That's why I was hoping Alex would join so he can clear that up.
Yeah, I haven't gotten a copy of that yet. I know maybe it's in draft form, but I'd like to see it.
Have you been having separate calls on this too, or?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Alex may have been. I haven't been on it, but.
Yeah, so I think the idea is Etsy is going to manage and maintain the registry, and we have some comments around it as well, being that when we have like the name values or the key values as they call them. Just aligning on the key names across multiple vendors would be very powerful, right? So instead of having Intel or ARM specific keys or names for specific requirement areas, that we actually use the same names across vendor platforms, even within HPA, unless there's a real specific need that it's only, you know, specific to one vendor. So there's things and refinements around that, but with respect to what we have to do in this model right now, I'm just kind of suggesting that maybe we can separate out the HPA requirement versus the actual other requirements. Andre, do you have a comment?
Actually, Andy, I have a question. So you're talking about this block, which is in the center of the picture, right? Which is VNF compute description.
That's only one of them. So there's the compute description or compute requirements attribute. There's this CPU requirements attribute.
Mm-hmm. And what is the relationship between these blocks or HPA requirements with VNF descriptor and VNF component descriptor? It means that it can be per VNF or per VNF component?
Right. So this is marked in red. There's a relationship from virtual compute descriptor to the VNF descriptor. I believe that was part of the Etsy model. We marked it in red because we're proposing that get removed.
So it
really should be per VNF component, right? Because it really is per VDU, exactly. And as we go about the separation of the VNFC into the VNFC versus VDU, we'll talk more about that as well. But yes, it should be, and I think we had a general consensus that it's per VDU.
I'm just confused about your discussion, VNF component versus VDU. To my understanding, at least based on Etsy specification, is that VNF component, actually VDU is a descriptor of VNF component. This is how it is specified in Etsy. Do you see the difference between them, or what's the discussion?
Yeah, so I guess some of the discussions we've had around the VNFC versus the VDU is that logically, the VNFC and the interrelationships of the VNFC, as we're describing kind of the topology of the VNF, it allows kind of the VNFCs to be associated to each other through links, etc. The logical assembly of the VNFCs and what functionality they represent should be kind of separated or independent of how they're deployed. Because potentially a VNFC's functionality might be deployable in different ways, and that's kind of why we want to separate out the VDU as kind of a separate concept that kind of represents the how that VNFC's deployed on a specific scenario, like a VM or a specific container. So that's the reason we want to separate them out. And if we do that, you might find things like the software image kind of tying to the VDU, and related to the VNFC as well. But the VDU is definitely going to be strongly related, if not dependent on the VNFC itself. But
can
perhaps,
you hear me yet?
Oh, there you go, Chester. Oh,
yay, cool. All right. Off mute. I'll shut up now. I just wanted to make sure you could hear me. I don't know what happened, but I've been pushing everything on this end.
I don't know if AT&T people are allowed to say, can you hear me now?
I don't think so.
It's a Verizon trademark.
I'm here.
All right.
So Andy, what you've just said, just to my clarification, you're still, everything that you said is still VDU description, or VDU as VDU is still a descriptor of VNF component, because all the attributes that you were talking about are relates to VDU and still describes the VNF component, including the software, including the hardware platform, and so on. So
right. So is it possible that a VNFC functionally can be deployed in different ways? And that's, I guess, the crux of the question. You know, if we're saying, you know, a VNFC has multiple deployment options, then having a separated VDU would allow us to represent those.
What I've just said, that you mean that a VNF component can have multiple deployment flavors?
Deployment options, right, which would include... which could include maybe different ways of deploying it in different container environments or directly on the VMs.
Yeah, I understand. It's a deployment flavor. So just to make sure, it means that you're really talking about the extension of Etsy model in this, because Etsy model does not support deployment flavor per VDU.
Right.
It's deployment flavor per VNF. Okay.
Yeah, so I think that's what it kind of comes down to. Chesla, do you want to chime in there too?
Yeah, I mean, I find the VDU, VNFC, and execution environment still fuzzy. And I think, you know, trying to really pin it down and describe it and get everybody across ONAP agreeing to it is a really critical thing that we do. And one of the things that I think we you know, to should do in order to tease out what the different things are is actually work examples. I think if you actually started looking at, you know, I need to deploy a VNF that has multiple types of components, how would I go about doing it, and where does data end up belonging? Almost at an instance level, right? And once you've done it at the instance level, you can back it up into the descriptor level to understand how you're describing that stuff. But you really need to understand what the deployment looks like, and then
there is sort of confusion, meaning that you can have different deployment flavors per VNF, and each one will have different topologies of VNF components, but all of them are relates to VNF, not relates to VNF component. That's probably the reason, but you still have multiple topologies per VNF, having multiple topologies or multiple configurations or multiple resources per VNF component. But all of them relate to VNF. They are VNF deployment flavor and not VNF component deployment flavor. I may ask Tin if it's, I see that Tin is here and only muted. Tin, do you remember that we have a deployment flavor per VNF, not per VNF component? Tin?
Yes, that's correct, Andre.
Yeah, but we still can have multiple topologies, meaning that we can have multiple topologies per VNF component, right?
For the each topology, each VDU or the each of the deployment flavor may have different topology, meaning let's just say a VNF had two flavor, small and large flavor.
Yeah.
And small flavor, you have two VDU, and the way those two VDU are connected in a certain way, and then on your large deployment flavor, you can have 10 VDU. And the topology for that 10 VDU connections and scaling are completely different than the small.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. And that makes sense, right? Because now I have different topologies based on the VNF flavor, right?
Yeah. So,
what if we have within a VNF flavor? What if we have different options as to how we can actually deploy VNFCs, right? So maybe in one case we can deploy them using, container technology. In another case, we can deploy them using, right on the VMs. Or they may even have varying requirements, right? So why not allow kind of that flexibility from the VNFC perspective? And also, we would have, different software images based on those.
Yeah, there's no such constraints. We can still have all that you want us. It's my understanding, at least.
Andy, are you referring to, like, for example, one of the VNF deployment flavor? Let's just say two VDU. One VDU deploy under VM, and the other VDU deploy in the container technology.
For example.
But they are part of that deployment flavor. Is that what you were suggesting?
Possibly, yeah. So that you could have the same topology, right? But you can have different options for how you deploy it.
From Etsy, I don't think we, because in Etsy we focus on the VM technology. We didn't have any things yet for container.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we're trying to struggle with a little bit right now.
Yeah, but there is no constraints not to have. It means that it looks like we have to have an extension, if any, to Etsy, but there is no conflicts. I mean,
Right. The only thing we're kind of doing is redefining, allowing topologies to be defined using the VNFC concept, but then letting the VNFC deployment flavor kind of, and maybe there's different ways to model it, but this is just throwing out the concept right now, and then we can figure out how best to model that with least impact on Etsy, or maybe even working with Etsy to update the model.
Mm-hmm. Can you see the screen? I've never done a share in Zoom before, so I don't even know if I'm sharing.
Yep, you're
just,
sharing.
Just to go back to Andy, one possible, well, I'm thinking out loud here, one possible you could do it based on policy also, where you can, because today we can do policy based.
Yeah, but you need to represent the difference.
The deployment.
I understand, but you need selecting how you deploy, yes, right? But now you still need to represent, what does that mean? What's the map for actually what I'm deploying? So I need to actually be able to tie that specific component to I'm deploying it on a container. And then if I'm deploying on this container type, I need to use this image. And here's the requirements. Here's the quote infrastructure requirements specific. And they're going to be different based on, you know, whether I'm putting on a VM or whether I'm putting it on some kind of container technology. I'll have a different set of actually infrastructure requirements based on those. And again, this is our beginning of the discussion. So this is not meant to draw a conclusion today. I'm just kind of throwing the idea out there for us to start brainstorming. I think you had some instance examples to kind of present.
Yeah, a while ago I had worked this based on my, you know, just trying to figure out if I understood what the Etsy documentation was trying to say. And I don't know if I got this right, but when I did an example of it, I just said, okay, I've got a VNF descriptor, my VNF. It has two types of VNFC, basically. It's got a PPD and it's got an OAM, all right? And then what I established was VDUs around those VNFCs, which is I had a massive PPD or a massive VDU for the PPD. I had a normal one. And then I had an OANM VDU that basically there was one VDU per that VNFC. And I had deployment flavors. There was a monolith deployment flavor for the VNF that said, okay, the monolith deployment flavor uses the VDU profile of, you know, this particular one that says I have max number of instances is one, min number of instances is one, basically because this particular thing, this software image is the software image for the massive PPD deployment. So it requires a lot of memory and disk, et cetera. And the VDU level, you know, I had one instance, and that's what this one instantiation level was for this deployment flavor. I also had a deployment flavor, which was a cluster of VNFCs. It utilized the normal sized PPD VDU, which had a software image that was for the normal size thing. So it required less memory, less disk, et cetera. That VDU profile said I could have between 2 and 10 of these things. And then this particular large instantiation level used 6 of them. Medium used 4, small used 2, and you notice that both the monolith deployment flavor and the cluster of VNFCs deployment flavor, both of them are using just one. You know, I basically didn't vary the OAM VDU, and I only have the one thing for that. So, you know, I don't know if I'm allowed to have the same VNFC, the PPD, in two different software images. They have different names. You know, one's the normal one, one's the massive one, wherever he went, right there. But this to me looked like, you know, VNFC is a thing in and of itself, and the VDU is the way you deploy it. And you might have the same VNFC in two different, you know, that function might actually appear in two different VDUs. So they're not the same thing.
Right. So in this case, it's not in the VM versus the container. In this case, it's, and this is a good example, Chesla.
Yeah, I'm not even at that level.
In this case, it's just I have a different software image because I have the same VNFC has different requirements.
Yeah, it's my understanding as well. So my understanding is this is the way how it's supported today in Etsy. You have different softwares for VNFC, and the VDU is the deployment of VNFC. This is my understanding as well.
But I wasn't sure if I had it right because David Shadmi had pointed out that there's a requirement over here. And switch. Whoops! Don't want to move the box. Just wanna.
By the way, this is a very very important discussion based on that we have in a week or so we will have in a review the different options for deployment flavor in Etsy for Tusk.
All right. So, okay, good. Yeah. There was a requirement, I guess, VNF pack description 05 that David pointed out to me that said something about only one software image is permitted for a VNFC type.
Per VNFC type or per VNFC? Meaning that if you have multiple VNFCs, you may have multiple software images.
Maybe what I was thinking as type was PPD here, but what you're thinking of type is more, there's a massive PPD and a normal size PPD. Those are two different VNFCs. I was thinking of it as a function.
It can be a different deployment flavor, meaning that in one deployment flavor you have the tiny VNFC with VDU, and in another one we have another big VDU. So it's still I think it's still applicable in terms of how it's defined in Etsy NCI file.
Right, and then we were basically saying, okay, if there's one instance of a VNFC per execution environment, right? That's when you start getting into your, well, what is an execution environment? The execution environment is a VM, then your image probably incorporates your OS. Whereas if your execution environment is a container, then that image probably doesn't include an OS because it's just running in a container.
That part is probably underspecified in IFI, just to make sure that probably we underspecified it, at least what I know now. Yeah. But
so this was just, you know, my brain trying to figure out the documentation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I got it right, but it helped me.
Yeah, so I guess, you know, as it stands now, it sounds like, especially with the small, medium, large example here, if we have different views of, we can call it logically the same VNFC, the same type of VNFC, it sounds like we actually need to have separate instances of the VNFC/VDU class to represent the small version, the medium version, the large version.
See, Andy, it sounds like you're the VDU/VNFC class as like one thing.
That's the way Etsy models it right now, as one thing, right? The VDU, VNFC. But if we were to separate them out, we could have the VNFC kind of representing that type, and then the VDU could represent the small version, the medium version, the large version of that same functionality, which means it could actually follow the same topology model.
And I'm thinking because I come from the inventory side of the world, I'm thinking in instances. So I'm thinking like, if you have a descriptor side model and we want to be model driven and we want the software to act that way, then it needs to have a pretty clear way of going from the design time to the instance side. So if I have the VDU is really expressing, it's the descriptor, it's how things can be deployed, but the VNFC is the thing that gets deployed, even if there's a descriptor for the VNFC itself, then in my instance side world, I have a VNFC instance running on an execution environment, but I probably don't need to inventory a VDU because a VDU is just a descriptor. I don't have instances of the VDU.
But then you have the software image that relates to that kind of that tuple, that VNFC and how I'm deploying it. It's going to potentially have different software images, which may have different licenses.
But that becomes a file loaded on the execution environment, which I don't inventory necessarily the file, but I certainly inventory which file I used.
Yeah, logically it makes a lot of sense, I think.
It's still okay in terms of Etsy and Tosca. Just to make sure what element should do what. So the design tool creates all of this, and the orchestrator based on policy on other constraints will instantiate only a tiny deployment flavor that does not include the let's say OAM or Active Inventory, whatever. So it's still okay with just to separate between a designer and a orchestrator. It looks good.
Output of the orchestrator. Yeah. So and then over here, I didn't include this in the example, but I showed that the VDU profile for the OAM VDU could have, you know, the different affinity settings. So you could have another deployment flavor that maybe had used a different VDU profile for the O&M guy based on some affinity rules. So anyway, that's just the example. It sounds like it's closer to right than I thought it was, so that's good news.
Now, can I ask you a couple things? One thing I kind of noticed, you use two term here. Sometimes you use VDU and sometimes you use VNFC.
I think of PPD and OANM as two types of VNFCs.
That
it's
is
functionality.
Your...
It's a component, right?
Okay,
and then
so
I have multiple ways of deploying those things, and that's the VDU.
Okay, so in the design time, in the concepts, your VNF has one called PPD and the other one, the OANM.
Right. Right.
And then within each of those, you have different deployment flavor. So you have basically two components, two pieces, VNFC. But when
yeah.
you do on the descriptor, I would hope that you not mix the term VNFC.
Correct.
Okay, so that's the first thing. The second things, here in this example, you show the OANM components are reused by two different, or reused by different multiple deployment flavor.
The way I interpret it, well, the way I interpreted the deployment flavor is I'm deploying a VNF, right? My VNF happens to be made up of two types of components, the PPD and the OAM. So when any of my flavors, at least for this example, my VNF here, I have to have at least one of both of those types of VNFCs in my VNF deployment flavor, else I don't have the whole VNF.
Correct.
Right. So that's, I'm not sure if I answered your question there. That then it was a matter of saying, okay, when I have these two deployment flavors at the VNF level, how am I using the VDU, the software image description, the VDU profile, and the instantiation levels according to the way I read the documentation? So each VDU had an image, a software image. Right, so there's this one goes with this, the normal one has this one, and the OANM one has, I may not have showed its, did I show its image? It has an image. I might have neglected to show its image, but it does have an image, right?
Okay.
So there's those images, and then when I combine these VDUs, right, into my deployment flavors, it looked like the documentation was saying, well, really the glue between the VDU and the VNF deployment flavor is really the VDU profile. So you're
correct.
Saying, okay, I can have multiple profiles for any given VDU.
Your deployment flavor, yes.
Yeah. Well, no, yes, I'm sorry, I probably said the wrong thing. Multiple VDU profiles for this VDU, like this was sort of, what is that, slash, derived, okay?
Yeah, but each one relates to a specific deployment flavor, right?
Yes, right. So this VDU profile is contained by this deployment flavor.
Yeah.
All right, and it says that for the massive VDU that uses the massive software image that requires all this capacity, that I really only have one instance of this thing. And so it was easy to get into when I, you know, the instantiation level for that deployment flavor, there's only one of them. It's the big thing, right? So there's mm-hmm. one VDU level here that's in play. And I'm saying I do one of these things. Whereas
okay.
if I have my deployment flavor of cluster of VNFCs, okay, I'm not doing this. Oh, and let me also point out that the instantiation level here for massive also includes the VDU level of one instance of my OANM
mm-hmm.
VDU, right? So
yeah.
So the massive guy has one execution environment, that runs a PPD in one execution environment that's running an instance of an OANM VNFC. Whereas my cluster of VNFCs deployment flavor says, oh, well, there's actually three different sizes. There's large, medium, and small. All of them still just use one OANM because I just didn't feel like making the diagram more complicated. But they use varying amounts of the PPD functionality. And so I have a VDU for that same functionality, but it has a different software image because it's deployed differently.
It means that you basically have a big number of deployment flavors because each one is unique combination of the executive images or whatever how you call it for each one of them. So if you have let's say six types of PPGs and one type of OEM, for example, because you said that all of them are the same, you will have six deployment flavors. Right.
Well, I think what you're saying is you really have to view deployment flavor plus instantiation level as one thing.
Yes.
Because I have a monolith deployment flavor, and then I have a large, medium, and small cluster of VNFCs deployment flavor.
It's one option. You can even combine, and you may have technically a big number of deployment flavor, but each one should be statically. Orchestrate, I mean, you may have options in a model, but once you orchestrate and you instantiate, you should have a static one, meaning what is going to be deployed right now by the orchestrator.
Right. And as we all know, that's an initial configuration because then lifecycle management takes over and you can grow it and shrink it and all that.
Yeah, I still don't see really a problem. I'm not worried about what's the issue that David mention here.
Yeah, that's great because you know he's interpreting what he read in the Etsy documentation. So if you guys are all on, you know, working maybe, the Etsy documentation,
maybe I'm not now. I don't understand what's really concerned. But
I think he was debating that I could not put the PPD mm-hmm. in a massive software image and also in a normal software image.
Let's take this picture. We will review it again, and I will also want a thing to review it because again, we are going to review a couple of options of implementation of deployment flavor in Tosca in a 10 days Etsy meeting. So we should make sure that we have a clear requirement and to review all of them if they answer on such requirements, okay?
Mm-hmm. Just to confirm, the issue is that, is it possible when you have two different deployment flavor?
Not two.
Here you have massive and normal. Can you have two different software images?
Tin, it's more than two. It can be six or seven.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. In this example, though, I only have two deployment flavors. I have monolith and I have cluster of VNFCs. Unless you're thinking of them in terms of I'm rolling instantiation levels and deployment flavors up, in which case I have four.
Yeah, that's the question. Do we need, you know, do you have, how do you represent these instantiation levels as opposed to deployment flavors? And do you really need to have separate concepts for those things?
I only see you, from what I see, you only have two different deployment flavor for this VNF, one called cluster and one monolithic. That's it.
No, it's two types of VNFCs, same, but you have different flavors or different capacities of at least one of them.
Yeah, right,
if I were to try and do a deployment, if I was going to orchestrate this based on what I see in this particular example, I have four things I can do. I can deploy a VNF that is, you know, huge, and it's going to be running on two execution environments, one running a PPD that's huge and one running an OANM. Or I could deploy a large VNF that's in a clustered configuration where I have a normal size PPD of which I have 6 instances and 1 OAM. So I'm going to have 7 execution environments for that one. Or I could deploy a medium sized VNF where I have 4 instances of my normal sized PPD and 1 OAM. Or I can deploy a small VNF where I have 2 instances of my normal PPD and 1 OAM. That's what I see in this diagram.
Thing, it means that we have, let's say, a multiple options for deployment of one component, which is a cluster and so on. And it looks like more than one option to deploy a PPD component, right? Because it's large and small, right? And so it means that we have because we have an ETSI, only a deployment flavor per VNF, we will run with multiple deployment flavors, meaning that not two, but something between, let's say, two multiply 4 or so. There will be big number of deployments of this VNF, right?
Like here, if I follow, so deployment flavor, you have cluster at the VNF, and then within that VNF cluster, VNFC cluster,
right,
you have 3 different instantiation level,
right,
which I think is correct. I have to think through to make sure that what you're thinking is not having another low-level deployment flavor. In your case, you call it large, medium, and small flavor for that.
I'm using the instantiation level, which is in the documentation. I'm just saying that it seems like the way people are talking on this call that you really have to think of deployment flavors as the combination of deployment flavors and instantiation levels. That's the ways that you can actually deploy these things.
Okay. Let me check and then get back with you.
So Chesla, are you saying that it might make sense kind of merging deployment flavor and instantiation level kind of together?
Nope. No, I mean, from an information modeling perspective, you can see how this all works, right? I mean, I don't know what makes it easier, but like I didn't know how I could, if I start rolling these things together, I start duplicating data.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Right, and I assume it was like this because they're trying to avoid that.
Right. Yeah, or you have your cluster, large cluster, medium cluster, small. Right. It's a flavor. Right.
Right. You could choose to do that, but then you know it would be interesting to work that example to see if anything breaks.
No, the issue here is that it's much more useful or applicable to have deployment flavor per VNF component, not per VNF. That's the point here.
Yeah, that's true too. Because really, that's what you're deploying on is.
Yes, and which is not currently specified in ETSI, just to my understanding. Okay.
But for ONAP, we really need to, you know, decide what it is and move on because this particular thing absolutely influences a lot of the ways we're trying to nail some stuff down right now.
Okay.
So if we did deployment flavor on a VNFC, would that mean we would need to separate out the VNFC concept from a VDU concept? Because now, isn't in a sense that deployment flavor now saying that we have multiple types of software images for the same VNFC?
But I'm trying to figure out why you're proposing it needs to be different.
Yeah, that's still orthogonal to the issue that I'm talking about.
And why would we need a VNFC deployment flavor?
Ah, that's the point, because in this case you will be much more flexible, meaning that we currently see that in order to implement your example, we will have to a big number of deployment flavor, because each one will be static combination of the smaller. That's the issue.
Okay, so basically, if you had a VNFC deployment flavor, you could still have VNF deployment flavors that use those VNFC deployment flavors.
Yes, this is the how.
And that would make sense to me.
Does not make sense. Does not.
It does.
Does.
I done.
Yeah, but I guess my question is too. So if we do have a VNFC deployment flavor, what does that mean, right? It means we can have a VNFC with multiple ways of deploying it, right?
Yeah.
Small, medium, large, which may have different requirements and different software images, et cetera. So that's kind of why I'm still kind of, you know, questioning. Putting out the idea that, you know, yeah, so we have the VNFC, you know, versus the VDU.
No, but there is no, currently I don't see the difference between the two of them because.
Wouldn't a VDU, so for a deployment flavor for VNFC, if I say it can be, I can have a small, a medium, and a large, right? Wouldn't that mean
there is no preclusion of doing so today. The only issue is how it is how the deployment flavor is specified in ETSI. That's the issue. Not an issue having per each video having the software image and so on. It is how it's been specified now. I think that the issue is how deployment flavor is specified in ETSI. This is my understanding. Unless Thing will correct me if I'm wrong.
The way ETSI defined is a deployment flavor.
Yeah.
Is at the VNF.
Right. Okay? That's the point.
That's the key, and this is where I was worried because I heard Andy mention again, it's about VNFC. Now, when I take the VNF, have multiple flavor, and each of those flavor has a unique set of topology for that flavor. That topology may have different connectivity, different software image file, and different instantiation level.
Software image per VDU, that's the key here. Still have separate software image per each VDU. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay, so we are okay, and even based on how it is specified in ETSI today, you still may have a solution for this example, but it's possible that the solution will not be the more optimal if in case ETSI would specify deployment flavor per VNF component. This is the only question that I currently have. But
the best thing I would recommend for you is to download the latest ETSI spec, which is public available, and look at the example on the annex. Now, when you look at the, hang on, if you look at the annex, don't think about how multiple deployment flavor described in a service template. That's still in the debate. But the concept of how the VDU, how the software image, and how they all link together, it's described in the annex. In the service template.
So then, is this the one that was just put out this week?
This week or late last year. It's a version I can look up on the public website, and I can put it on the chat for you guys.
Yeah.
I want to give you context that don't look at it as a deployment flavor method, because that's still under the debate. But look at the concept of, the example has two concepts. One is a simple deployment, and the other one is complex deployment, where it has different topology, different images, and different connectivity, how it described as a VDU, and so forth. That will help you maybe understand and then try to remap back to your info schematic diagram that you showed earlier.
Yeah, if you can throw that on the chat or send me an email, I'll put it in the meeting notes. So I'll put the link in the meeting notes if you send that to me, then.
And then
what we could do maybe next time is maybe we could go through that annex and understand how that relates to how we might want to model it. Andre? Lost Andre. Andre, are you there?
No, Andy. Just I wanted to say that I open it now, and I see no problem of having, let's say, what is mentioned there is VDU is a descriptor of VNF component, and it may include anything that you want. So it shouldn't be a problem with the VDU concept in general. But what is really you know, it's different, or the view of Etsy was that you may have a separate deployment flavor per VNF, meaning that all that you need you will have to specify as a single deployment flavor. So in this scenario, all the combinations should be a single deployment flavor. So you will come up with a big number of deployment
flavors. Yeah, and that's the problem. Maybe focus the problem on examining and analyzing right. Having deployment flavors at the VDU/VNFC level,
right?
And how that would help. Yeah, right. I tend to agree because the way it's described, we'd have to have like separate topologies for every deployment flavor we want to instantiate, right. and allow the optionality at the VNFC level.
Right.
And Snyro is really deploying VNFCs, right? So it's making decisions as to how to home and deploy VNFCs based on infrastructure requirements. So it'd be really nice to have that stuff at the VNFC level. All right, that was a good discussion. Then you're gonna either email me or probably best to email me, because I think we're almost out of time.
Oh, I just posted, Andy. I just posted on the chat.
Okay.
The link.
I didn't see it. Okay. Oh, there it is. It was up further. Thank you. Copy that, and I'll put this on the notes for today as well. So thank you. And for next time, let's actually be copy. See, I click on the link and then it pops on and pops off. Okay, so I'll get that into the meeting notes, and maybe what if you'd like, we can kind of go through the annex, but we also need to get through the HPA stuff as well. Hopefully, Alex will be back next week, and we'll talk more about how to maybe possibly split those into separate attributes, and then also how we're going to maintain. You know, the mechanism for where the registry is going to be maintained, et cetera. But good discussion today. Let's continue next week. And again, I did like the progress we made in focusing on maybe the real issue being the deployment flavor at the VNFC level. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Andy.
And bye-bye. Talk to you all next week. Take care. Have a great weekend. If I'll talk to you sooner.
Bye.
Bye-bye.